want to know how to find it. Seek it out when they hide it. You know it's in the bag when it's an easy grab. But come on, take a chance now. So go, 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 geocache, geocache. And if you need help, we're right there in a flash. If you got a question, just call in and ask. Uncover the stash on the Geocaching Podcast. The Geocaching Podcast.
Welcome to episode 198 of the Geocaching Podcast, April Cacher Coffee, recorded live on April 6, 2011. I'm your host, XPunkX, with
Daryl W4 and
Head Hard Ed.
If you want to participate in our show today, please call 724-444-7444. Our podcast ID is 7525. You can also join our live chat room to participate with our other listeners, and that can be found at geocachingpodcast.com/live. Click the Join Now button to participate. We have a voicemail line, and that number is 206-3503-GPS, and we're on Twitter at twitter.com/GCPodcast. This episode is sponsored by listeners like you. Thank you. Welcome back, guys. It's been, seems like it's been a short week since last time. It seems like we just recorded this yesterday.
You know, it does, but at the same time, it's been such a busy, long weekend and this week that, you know, I don't even remember what we did last weekend.
I know. You know, I was trying to think of things that, you know, I've done since last weekend. I cannot even remember a single thing that I've done that's interesting enough to even think about talking on the show.
Well, you know, I actually
don't want to brag or anything, but I'm sorry about that. I don't want to brag or anything, but I took my family fishing. So it tells you the weather difference down here.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you said, Head Hard Hat, because pretty much all I heard was the Cylons talking with us.
Oh, this is going to be a fun, fun show.
That it will. Hey, but, you know, at least you're recording locally. So, yeah, when the folks download this and listen to it, they won't have the joy of the Cylons.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my thing this weekend was really just a couple of events. We did our coffee coins and sigs that I mentioned last weekend, and kind of did that in support of a CETO event as well. So pretty much our whole day Saturday was just the cacher coffee kind of thing. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. Had a lot of good comments on the coffee that I got from a local roaster. And tomorrow, by the time this actually hits the feed, it will be already out, but that CRT that we did is actually coming out. So Andy, you were on that one, and Head Hard Hat wasn't, actually, which I think is the first time in a while, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So that should be a good show for anyone that wants to head over there and check it out. Very, very interesting show.
Yeah, it was a fun show. And, you know, like I said earlier, I can't even think of a single thing that I've done since last week. I mean, I've done a lot of work and it's been a really crazy week at work. So I really haven't got a chance to get out and do any caching, which is really bugging me. But hopefully this weekend is kind of nice. Julie's taking off this weekend. And so she's going to be out and about doing some shopping with some ladies. So I get to have fun with the kids. So I'm going to try and take them some caching. Hopefully the weather stays nice and that it doesn't get all wet and rainy like I hear it's kind of supposed to.
Yeah, we're supposed to have, it depends on which weather forecast you look at. It's either going to be nice and warm or it's going to be rainy and kind of icky.
Well, Head Hard Hat, hopefully we can hear you, but what you've been doing since last week?
Actually, I had a lot of fun last weekend. I was actually able to take my family fishing. It was in the upper 70s, so that was a whole lot of fun. The big thing for me with my new job is that I am in an extremely geocache-saturated area. There's literally about 1,000 geocaches within 5 miles of where I work. So I am starting up again on my blog, my geocache of the day. So people 5 days a week will be able to see many different types of geocaches over what looks like a very long period of time.
Unfortunately, during the live show here, Head Hard Hat's audio is really garbly, so we're not going to be able to have him on the rest of the show tonight. But let's go ahead and continue on with the news.
Spot announced last week the recall of the Spot satellite communicator bundled with the DeLorme Earthmate PN60. This recall is only on the Spot device, not on the PN60, and only affects units with ESNs within a specific range. We'll include a link in the show notes for more information.
And since we've been getting requests for this a lot, I'm going to go ahead and bring back the old Geocaching Question of the Day theme just for tonight. Here you go, guys.
Geocaching question of the day. Bad cop asks, you answer.
Hello, this is the Bad Cop, and welcome to the geocaching question of the day. Each weekday, I ask a geocaching-related question to my Twitter audience and then summarize the replies and post it on my website. I hope this little project will keep you up to date on the ever-changing face of geocaching. Fellow cacher Cache Advance wants to know, have you ever adopted a cache? 54% of the nurturing geocachers that replied said yes, they had adopted a cache. What about you? Have you ever adopted a lonely, neglected cache? You want to find out all this and more? Come to my website, cachingnw.com, and follow me, the Bad Cop, on Twitter.
Well, tonight we have our monthly Cacher Coffee, and what that is it's kind of a live meet and greet type of a thing where anyone can call in, anyone can bring up any topics that you want. We'll go ahead and unmute anyone that wants to be talked about. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute anyone who's on the phone tonight, and if you want to talk, our number is 724-444-7444, and our Talkcast ID is 7525. Now, Daryl, the kind of thing that I want to talk about, at least tonight, is we received some feedback from a listener about the internet safety for geocachers episode we did a few episodes back. So I want to go ahead and play that, and we'll talk a little bit about what they said in this feedback.
Hey, guys. This is Clandoro Papa. First time I've called on your show. I really do enjoy your show. I just normally can't listen to it live. Calling to comment on the internet safety for geocachers, I really agreed with just about everything you guys said. It's really the responsibility of the individual person, what they're going to put out there. Daryl brought up a huge point to me, was it's if they put the privacy on there, then it does give people a false sense of security. If they do realize that everything they put on geocaching.com is public, they'll be a little bit more careful about what they put on there. Live logging, I've never really worried about it, but I don't do it a whole lot because usually I'm either caching out of cell phone range, I don't have service, or it's a first to find and I'm the only one there. My wife's at home or whatever. So it's not really an issue, and I'm usually logging and then running straight home. So that's not really an issue for me. But people have to realize that it's not really the responsibility of whatever site that you go to protect your privacy from random people. Yeah, sure, they shouldn't sell your stuff to companies that will contact you and all that sort of thing. But if you put things in a public forum, then you're agreeing that anybody who uses that forum should be able to see it. So really, the responsibility lies on the individual geocacher. I'm glad you guys brought that up. Okay, just thought I'd put my two cents in there. I do, on the other hand, realize that other people have privacy issues, and if they want to have the checkbox make this private, then that's fine. But I do use the logs to see if somebody had a hard time finding it, and I do use the logs to identify with other cachers. So I'd like to see that continued as an option. But if somebody wants to hide their logs and they really don't want anybody else to see it, they should be able to put that on there. But then again, it does go back to the false sense of security. So I'm for it being the way it is. I enjoy it the way it is, but I'm not really worried about my own info. So thanks a lot for the show. I enjoy listening to it every week, and take it easy. Thanks.
Well, and to bring up a point too, after the show was done, I received some feedback, some from people who were in the forum a lot about that privacy issue. And they say that actually what's actually being considered is not necessarily the log being protected itself, but the actual in your profile, the ability to, you know, where you can list out all of the caches that you found. That's where they're saying that you guys too can, they want to do a privacy issue where it doesn't list those in there, so the caches themselves, so that if I was like looking at Daryl's profile, I couldn't see the, you know, all the caches that he hit and the order that he hit them and things like that. Because I mean, you'd still have the log there, and if you were looking at the cache page, you'd still see that Daryl hit it. But if you were just looking at Daryl's profile, it'd be a little bit harder to stalk because you wouldn't know from where he went and things like that. So that's actually what they're, I guess, the issue that is being brought up, and that's what the people in the forum are saying, is they want that, not necessarily the log itself being hidden. So just thought I'd throw that 2 cents in there. Daryl, have you heard anything else about the privacy issue since we last recorded that issue?
No, I really haven't. And, you know, I should say we love when people agree with us. It makes it makes it a lot more enjoyable. But no, this is one of those things, I think, you know, all kinds of feedback are great, you know, for and against. I see the point of trying to hide some of that kind of thing in the profile where you can't necessarily go in order. But yeah, I'm thinking if you do something like that, you know, you're probably not going to really get any better protection. So, you know, I can definitely see hiding the log better than I could see hiding just that link, essentially.
Yeah, but I guess if you're looking at the cache page and you're seeing, like, your log, I don't know from there where you went. I don't know if you went to, you know, say the next cache that's right down the trail, or if you hit something different. So I can't see what you went from there. I just know that you hit that cache at a certain point, you know, whereas right now you can see the order that you logged him in and things like that. And so you could, I guess, kind of take that and deduct kind of the route that you took and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I definitely see where that's an issue, but at the same time, you know, there's so much more information that can be gleaned from the log itself too, that it's a really tough one to say. Again, you know, I really like the idea of having the privacy, but at the same time, it might give people that false sense of security, because what if there's a back door that someone finds, or, you know, that your friend's someone that you didn't mean to friend because you thought they were someone else and they're stalking you or whatever, then you've got the same problem again. Even if it is private, you know, maybe you have the option to turn it off completely, you know, so it's just an on-off thing. And then someone that you know wants to go back and, you know, look at what you did in what order, and, you know, you'd have to show them your account, and then maybe you'd get the passwords changing hands. So, you know, there's a lot of good things about it, but at the same time, there's a lot of potential new problems that would come up.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it would just be interesting to see where it goes from here. I don't think we can really argue the case one way or the other right now. I mean, there's a lot of good points on both sides of the fence, you know, for the privacy and for not having the privacy. And, you know, I think that really ultimately it's going to come down to whatever Groundspeak decides to do. And if they do decide to allow me to hide my stuff, then that's fine. You know, me and you are one of those people that really, like, you know, like we said when we were out in Detroit last time, you know, anyone can record our stuff because we like being in the public. You know, obviously we do this talking every week and stuff like that, and, you know, we like being public. So my Twitter is not private or anything like that. And so, you know, I think for me, as long as I have the option not to include that or not to turn that on, then I'm okay with that. You know, as long as I have the option for me personally to leave all my stuff public and on geocaching.com, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and we've also considered it and given it the full thought that we can, and have come to a conclusion that we're, you know, happy with. But the real problem is actually with the people who might not think about that. And even having privacy settings like that, if you're not going to be thinking about it and making those conscious decisions, you're still going to be affected. So, you know, it's one of those things that it would help some people who really are particular about it, but some of the people that really need the help, just making a setting like that isn't going to help them, because they'd have to be aware of it and they might not think about it in the first place.
True. Now, moving on, since this is the open cache or coffee, and anyone that's on the line can bring it up, anything via text, or if you want to call in, 724-444-7444. And the TalkCast ID is 7525. We'll try to get your line open right away. Now, being that it is kind of starting to become spring, and I say that lightly because who knows, in this, at least in the Midwest where we're at, you know, it could change to snow again tomorrow night. But, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is cache maintenance, because, you know, it's kind of one of those things that we as cachers, what we definitely need to do as cache owners. And, as the springtime comes, it's a good time to get out there and do some cache maintenance. And so, Daryl, let's talk about that, kind of what that includes. And I think the first thing, obviously, is get out there and visit your caches. And, you know, I want to say this right away. I'm probably the worst at this ever. For some reason, unless someone says it's not there, or something like that, I have a really tough time getting out and taking my cache maintenance. And, you know, I'm sorry for that, for everyone who has tried to find my caches. But one of the things we need to do is get out there, and for cache maintenance is take, you know, fresh logbooks out there, take, you know, and make sure that there's no cracks in the container. You know, even if people have not said that your cache container is bad or you're wrong or the log is full or things like that, you really need to get out there at least, you know, summer, springtime and fall is a good time to do that. Kind of see how the summer and the winter have weathered your caches and if the container needs to be taken care of. Get out there and go ahead and replace the container, the logbook, the swag, things like that. Make sure that the camo is still appropriate, because now that, you know, the stuff is starting to grow, you know, you have made a change for the winter to camouflage your cache. And now that it's summer, that camo may not necessarily be appropriate.
Yeah, and it goes the other way too if you're in the southern hemisphere. And really one of the big things to look for is just that moisture within the cache, whether it's condensation or snow that fell in and melted, you know, you're going to get some kind of moisture damage in a lot of conditions. And you've got those seals, whether they're rubber seals or whatever, that could have been damaged with the temperature change, with any kind of stuff like that. You know, you really got to just kind of keep an eye on it. And it really comes down more to moisture and the damage to the case than anything else. And of course, if you do get moisture in there, you have to go and replace the logbook and any of the swag that might have been damaged.
Yeah, that is definitely true. And now, it's also a good thing too. You know, we talked about cache maintenance and kind of cacher courtesy and things like that before. There, one of the things we need to take a look at and kind of remember too is, as you're caching, especially in the early time of the year, it may be a good time to take some of this type of maintenance stuff with you to maybe repair other people's caches too, you know, because I know for me, I take a limited amount of stuff with me when I go caching, and it depends on how many caches that I'm doing. If I'm hitting one or two, I don't even usually take the backpack anymore. But if I'm hitting a lot of them, I'll take my backpack that has the swag and all of the pens and pencils and all that fun stuff with me. And it's, you know, now is a good time to also take some containers, the same type of things with you while you're out caching, because someone may not, like, you may run across one of my cache containers and it needs some work. And so, you know, I'm all about replacing that type of stuff. Now, if it's the cache container, we've talked about this before, it's not always the best thing to replace the cache container without prior approval from the cache owner. You know, I've had people do that to my caches. I mean, well, they've asked me, you know, they said, hey, XPunkX, can I replace your cache container? Because it's obliterated or it's not here or cracked or whatever. And they tell me what they're going to replace it with. And I'm like, yeah, sure, you know, that's fine. As long, you know, if it's one of those caches where I'm not near the area, I really appreciate that. You know, I mean, obviously it's near my area, but I don't always get out to all of the surrounding towns where my caches are placed at. So it's one of those things that I appreciate that when cachers come to me and say, hey, can I replace your container? Because it allows me to do some other maintenance on other caches that I don't necessarily have to go there. So, and I may not even be aware that the container is broken. So, you know, I do definitely appreciate that. You'll definitely need to make sure that you know, especially like I said, the cache containers, you'll want to ask the cache owners first. But as far as like things like logbooks, things like that, you can always throw another logbook in there and say, hey, the logbook is full. I replaced it with a new one. And, or if there's not space for the new one, say I've replaced the logbook and I have it with me, would you like me to send it to you? You know, cause some cache owners like to have their logs from their logbooks from the caches when they get full and things like that. So it's always appropriate not to just throw that old logbook away, but, you know, contact the owner and see if you can go ahead and get that back to them and maybe help them out like that. If the pen doesn't work in there, you know, cause how many times, especially over the winter, the pen stops working because, you know, the containers get cold. If you're in an area where it gets cold during the winter, things like that. So it's always good to take those type of things. And if you're a cacher or a cache finder, to maybe just have some common courtesy and help out a friend and fellow cacher and replace those type of things.
Yeah, and another thing to keep in mind too is the plastic bags, the Ziplocs or whatever you want to use. Make sure that you're going to throw your new logbook in there, Because if it's a logbook that's been damaged by the moisture, yours is just going to do the same thing. So it's always a good idea to throw in the bag and make sure that that's good. And you know, we've run into a number of the bags that have holes in them too. So, you know, the bags are the big things that we carry. However, it's also a great time to keep track of your first aid kit and make sure that all of your supplies in that first aid kit are you know, still good and have not expired.
That is true. And let's talk a little bit about the things, I mean, you know, that are good to carry. You know, I carry some Band-Aids and some general stuff like that. What else do you carry? What else do you carry with you while you're caching as far as that first aid type of thing?
Well, I actually pretty much just grab one of the REI kits that you know, is just real convenient, and then, you know, maybe throw some extra Band-Aids or something in if I use those, maybe a few extra, you know, pills or something. But you know, first aid, I really don't carry a whole lot. It's just get one of the better stocked kits, and that's about all I carry.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things that I think that for even for me, I think that if I was just caching alone, I probably would just carry the Band-Aids. But since I have like the kids with me, I carry some things like antiseptic and things like that, because you know, it's always good to get those cleaned up, and it helps them, because you know, if they're cleaned up, you know, if they get cut or scratched or whatever, they like to be comforted right away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's my big problem, is I generally don't realize that I've you know, drawn blood until I find it somewhere other than where it came from.
In the car.
Yeah, in the car, on, you know, my sleeve, on some, you know, on the cash. I've actually cut myself on caches a couple of times and found the blood and go, ooh, where'd that come from?
Yeah, that's never good. Now, one of the little things too that with kids and everything too is that I would also maybe even and I've realized, you know, this recently too, especially younger kids too, is if you carry things in your car like extra clothes, things like that for the kids or yourself, but especially the kids, you may want to take that stuff out of their car and replace it with new fresh clothes and things like that, as it's kind of, you know, new season, you want to make sure that the stuff is fresh and still working like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's always good to just cycle through those supplies, make sure you're, you know, you keep extra batteries in the car. It's a good idea to take those out and, you know, make sure that those are actually in good shape. And, you know, as far as the batteries go, too, I like keeping the lithium ions in the car because they're not as susceptible to the fatigue that you get with some of the other types of batteries. You know, the low discharge NIMs that I'm such a fan of and have been mentioning in the past don't do well with the temperature changes and the long time spent in the trunk or whatever as being spares. So the lithium batteries, I think I might have said lithium ions earlier, but I meant lithiums, that you can just pick up off the shelf at the big box stores do last better and longer in the car. So you might think about getting that for your spare emergency kit.
Now, I want to remind you guys again, this is an open cache or coffee, and it's been a cut. One that me and Daryl have just done a lot of talking here. So if you guys have topics, again, text chat them with us or call 724-444-7444. And our TalkCast ID is 7525, and we'll try to get you in the request to talk right away so you can get your line open. Now, we had mentioned, and this is, I guess, kind of the spring episode, kind of, so we had mentioned things like cache maintenance and things like that, now, and first aid. Now, other things that we need to be aware of too, especially, you know, that now that it's starting to warm up a little bit, that snakes, spiders, ticks, animals are starting to get out and be more moving and things like that. So those are things that we also need to be aware of too, because, you know, it's really easy to get out there and accidentally, you know, step on a snake or get near a snake, you know, especially if we're reaching in places that, like the hollow trees and things like that, they have a tendency to be in there and big spiders and things like that. And I mean, obviously you can't do much to avoid the ticks besides get some maybe tick repellent and things like that. Cause those will just get on you anyways. But the tick repellent does help with that. So it's good to have that stuff in your cache container, make sure you've got that. But you know, as far as the snakes and other things like that, this now is the time when they're starting to get back and moving and things like that. So you definitely need to be aware of that.
Well, I'm sure even Cylon Head Hard Hat would tell us to poke it with a stick.
Yes, yes, definitely. If you're ever in doubt, you know, carry one of those like a stick with you. Find one in the trees, in the woods there, or if you're not in one, there's definitely like you can get some trekking poles and things like that you can use to poke around and try and find the cache. And And so that way it's easier and you don't get your hand bit. And, you know, I would much rather have an animal bite the stick than I would my hand.
Right, right. Well, and you never know what might happen this time of year with anything. Just it's the time of year when stuff starts falling apart. You might find a stone or something that you dislodge and you wouldn't want your hand crushed. You know, I'm sure it probably wouldn't be too bad if you're just poking in a little hole.
Yeah.
But you know, those bigger holes too, you know, make sure that you're being safe in general, because this is that time of year when stuff changes. You know, the logs and whatnot are getting mushy. The ground is a little bit sloppy and, you know, rocks can fall. You know, the tree that you're standing on might not support your weight because it's been damaged as well. So, it's just in general good to be safe and poke things with a stick and whatnot, you know, whatever you've got. Hiking sticks are great, but just pick up a stick off the ground even and try that.
Yeah, and one of the things that I had even forgotten is Cash Advance had reminded us in the chat room here that, because I forgot this because I don't geocache with an animal, but you need to treat your animals for ticks too. You know, dose them up so that they flee in tick repellent that you can get, so that those, especially if you're caching in the woods, it's really easy for our furry friends to get ticks a lot easier. You know, it's harder to see on them than it is on us. So remember that too.
Oh yeah. And they're a lot more attractive, for that kind of reason as well. But it's not just the, ticks that you got to be aware of with the, animals. There's all, you know, and it does change as I recall from region to region, but there's a bunch of, vaccinations and things that you'll have to get. So, you know, take them into the vet and make sure that they're up to date.
And Cash Advance just said in our chat room too that her dog gets a rattlesnake vaccination too.
So. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, there's that. There's you know, there's all kinds of stuff that you'll want to check with your vet and see what is available. Tell them, you know, you're taking the animal out in the woods and you know you want to be prepared.
Yeah, definitely. And now, if you guys have any other things that you want to talk about tonight, we're getting close to wrapping up here, but 724-444-7444. And our TalkCast ID is 7525. Or just go ahead and text it right in the chat room.
Well, it's also the time of year for CETOs, which is actually the first thing that we did this Saturday. And if you haven't set one up, you know, it's probably worthwhile checking around, seeing if there's one in the area. And if not, you know, work with the local park system. It this time of year in the northern hemisphere, you'll find there's all kinds of debris that's been freed up and has blown around a bit. So there's that kind of stuff to do. There's also the not so nice, but the invasive species that make a nice project for a group to do. Go in and pull all of this invasive species out. Or, you know, I've even seen some of these CETOs that take care of. Yeah, a cemetery or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a good time to go out and take care of, you know, all that trash.
And just a friendly reminder for those of you who don't know what CETO is, that's cash in, trash out. And it's a good thing to practice all the time when you're veer caching. If you see some trash to pick it up and take it out with you. But also there are CETO events, and that's, you know, what Daryl was talking about right there, where a bunch of people get together and it allows, you know, as a group to go in and clean up a park area, things like that. And, you know, parks really love that because for one, they'll be a lot more receptive to having caches in their area if they know that the caches are going to come up, help them out, take a day, maybe once a month, maybe even only once a caching season, if you will. But it allows them, you know, to come and clean the park up and help out and be friendly. And, you know, a lot of times if we're friendly to landowners, they're going to be friendly back to us and let us put our stuff there.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the cash in part. You know, it's always best to try to do something with the parks and, you know, give them something back. And in return, we get to place the caches there and have a more pleasant game field.
Definitely. Definitely. No, I think that, you know, it's been a while since I've actually been to a CETO, but I really like them because it's cool. Because you get another good thing about the CETOs is you get a chance to hang out with caches in your area. You know, that's one of the first events that we hosted was a cash in trash out event. And it was great to see people from around the area, people that I didn't even know, but have seen the names on the logs, things like that. It's great because you get not only just get to hang out and eat pizza or whatever, but, you know, if you get to actually get out there and hang out and clean up the area and kind of bond, I guess, if you will, because, you know, you get to meet them, you get to talk all while doing something helpful for the community too.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just great running around, getting dirty with these cachers that, you know, normally you're on the trail trying to get to that next cache, and, you know, it's not quite as time-based or as imperative, because you're there for a certain amount of time and you get to just kind of, you know, lollygag and end up with a full bag of trash.
And it just brought to my attention again that April is the official CETO month for Groundspeak. So it's one of those things that they're pushing right now, especially this month. So go ahead and get out there and do some cash in, trash out.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the things that a lot of people do, and Hidden Caches in the chat room just mentioned this, is they'll take a 35 millimeter film container and stuff a plastic bag in there and drop it in the cache. It makes a great item. If someone comes in and sees a bunch of trash, they've got a handy trash bag that they can just pull out of that 35 millimeter film container and either refill it with another trash bag or go and use it for a micro cache somewhere.
Definitely. That's always a great idea. Well, guys, that wraps up our cacher coffee for April, the month of April. We want to encourage you to come back next week as we chat about other geocaching topics. We want to thank you for subscribing to the Geocaching Podcast. If you found any value in the content of this podcast, please consider visiting geocachingpodcast.com/support. We realize there are many places you can spend your hard-earned cash, and if you decide to donate, you'll be given a link to our Plus feed. Thank you. Join us each Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the Talk Shoe service. You can call in live at 724-444-7444, and our Talkcast ID is 7525. Our show notes and links to all of our past show can be found at geocachingpodcast.com. You can call our live our voicemail line, and that's 206-350-3GPS anytime to leave us a voicemail. Have a safe week and happy caching.